Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
When he was asked his thoughts on death, comedian Woody Allen said, "I am not afraid of dying. I just don't want to be there when it happens." Allen isn't alone. A century before him, Mark Twain is reported to have said that he wished he knew where he was going to die because he would never go near the place. I wish I didn't have to believe in cancer or hunger or infidelity or the evils of a society that is out of control, along with death and dying. But it's there just the same. But knowing about something, believing in its reality, makes me want to prepare for it. Not to be caught unawares, wishing I had thought about it ahead of time. But strange, isn't it, how little time or thought we put into the issue of what lies beyond our last heartbeat. Almost thinking that by ignoring the whole thing, it will just cease to be there. I'm encouraged that this issue called The Last Taboo by Bill and Judith Moyers is beginning to get our attention. For several years, they interviewed people and written about death and dying to bring people into confrontation with the choices that ultimately have to be made, either by yourself or someone else when you avoid the issues. I, for one, am glad we've begun to talk about the issues. My parents' generation refused to talk about our humanity. After spending a week with my dad prior to his death, I came back home. My wife's parents were wonderful, godly people. As a pastor, Guy Duffield had stood over the caskets of scores of people. But in the days that followed, never once was there a mention of my father's death or what we went through. Finally, my wife asked, "Why haven't we been able to talk about this?" Their fear and concern was that talking about it would make us feel worse. To the contrary, we needed to talk about it. When I go overseas, as I often do, and visit someplace I've never been to before, I try to find out what to expect once I arrive. The climate, the culture, the weather, the belief systems, and so forth. I want to know as much as I can to ensure not only a safe trip, but to know that on my arrival I will have what I need. I'm interested not only in the journey and getting there, but the destination once I've arrived. Seldom do people, though, have a game plan when it comes to death and dying. Possibly they have a will, but chances are it is one that was drawn up years before. Knowing where you are going and where you will be 5 minutes after you die can also give you the freedom to talk about heaven, a blessing to the generation left behind, as well as the person taking the journey. Following the death of a loved one, people often frantically turn pages of the Bible saying, "Well, I know there's something in this book about heaven. I just don't know where." Find out ahead of time. Study the Word together. Talk about the past, the present, and certainly the future. It is only wise to decide ahead of time who will make decisions if you can't. What kind of medical treatment do you want or you don't want, and what you want your family to know that you haven't been able to tell them. They are decisions that you need to make now. "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints," says Psalm 116, verse 15. Well, if this is precious to God, it should be meaningful to us as His children. While the homegoing of God's children is filled with mystery and awe, it is also a spiritual experience of tremendously great dimensions. You see, death is just as much part of life as is birth, and what takes place in between, and what will take place hereafter.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.